We recently heard the readings of Christ's transfiguration on Mount Tabor, where he becomes radiant in glory. Well, the apostles didn't want to leave. Well, perhaps you've had that feeling when visiting the beautiful hilltop at Mount Angel Abbey. But how are the days ordered for those that spend their lives living, working, and praying at the Abbey? Well, you are invited to watch a new video about the life at Mount Angel. Live Life Abundantly is an in-depth presentation of the Benedictine life of the monks at Mount Angel Abbey, seen through the lens what Abbot Jeremy Driscoll calls the seven rich ways. Well, joining me today with the preview into this feature is Brother Thomas Buttrick and Brother Charles Gonzalez. Thank you both for joining the Morning Blend today.
Great to be here.
Well, first, Brother Thomas, let's kind of talk a little bit about you. Now, you have recently taken solemn vows there at the Abbey. You know, with that, you are full monks living there on the hilltop. Will your life and vocation ever take you away from Mount Angel?
Well, in small ways, I go away from Mount Angel when, you know, I'm surfing the internet or talking with people who don't live here. But in all ways, I have to keep my heart here. I have to always remember that this is my home, and it's not just where my body is, where my mind is elsewhere. So even if I'm assigned to do something off the hill for a little while, you know, maybe if I have some training that I need to do at some other institution, you know, that's okay, because I just need to remember, hey, this is all for the service of my brothers and for the mission that God has called us to here in the Abbey. So, yeah, I mean, there could be a temporary situation. I hope it's not too long if it is. But as long as you keep your heart in the right place and know where you're coming from, I don't have any doubts that I can remain faithful.
Well, Brother Charles, you also were part of the group that took their solemn vows in September. You are also a seminarian taking classes, God willing, on your road to ordination. Now, how many years have you been there on the hilltop? And also, same question, will your vocation eventually as a monk and a priest take you from the hilltop to do other things?
Yeah, so I've been a monk here for about 5 years. 2017 is when I started postulancy. I started living here at the Abbey. So yeah, I'm on the road to ordination and God willing, the priesthood. And just like Thomas said, this place will always be home. The way I like to explain it is this will always be home base. And so even say as a priest, for example, there's a lot of work to be done here on the campus. We have the guest house. We have retreats, spiritual direction, confessions. We have the seminary. A lot of our monks are teaching at the seminary or act as what's called formation directors. And then we have the parish in town. St. Mary's is staffed by a pastor who's a Benedictine. And so really, there's a lot of work to be done here on campus. And so I would foresee for sure a lot of our future work will be at the home base.
Oh, absolutely. Brother Charles and Brother Thomas both joining me today from Mount Angel Abbey. We're talking about, well, life on the hilltop and how you can get a glimpse into how life is there. Well, let's talk about these seven ways, because that is the focus of a new video coming out, Life Lived Abundantly. It is through the lens of what Abbot Jeremy Driscoll calls these seven ways. Of course, at the top of the list is prayer, and we know that the monks there at Mount Angel pray. You pray a lot. In fact, through the new Hail Mary Media app, we are excited because we live stream the daily prayer 5 times a day. You all come together to pray. But prayer is really a part of every moment in life there on the hilltop. Brother Thomas, can you maybe share a little bit more about how prayer is integrated into all parts of your day at Mount Angel?
Well, you said it really well. Although there's these 5 special times where we pray the Liturgy of the Hours, the Divine Office, the official prayer of the Church, there's lots of unofficial prayer happening, and that has to be informing everything that we do. what does it mean to be at prayer? Of course, a prayer, you can't touch it. You know, you can't measure it. But a prayer is something that you have in your mind and your heart. And that's an attitude that you can bring to anything that you do. The seven rich ways are ways of acting that anyone can have in their life, no matter where they live or what they do. For us monks, it's a little easier to do it. A monastery is a place that fosters prayer, that helps you pray. How does it do that? For example, one obvious example that people notice right away is that we have a culture of silence, you know, not talking all the time in every place. There are some places where we try to keep absolute silence and some times of the day where we try to keep absolute silence. And that helps you to be a prayerful person because actually, once again, if prayer is something invisible, all too often it's possible to get distracted by the visible, by the things that we're doing or, you know, the sights and sounds around us. So if we can have a way of prayer fostered by silence, you know, it's possible to be always at prayer, which is what St. Paul tells us to do in the Bible.
Brother Charles, you talked about the different roles that the monks take on and the different work that happens there at the Abbey. Is there a specific area that you are kind of assigned to, or does life kind of rotate over days, weeks, or months where everybody kind of takes a part in all different aspects of life on the hilltop?
Yeah, monks, if you ask a monk, what does he do? He probably has a closet of a lot of different hats. Some are bigger and some are smaller. Specifically for me, this year, I'm on a pastoral year. And so I'm assigned two places, down at our parish at St. Mary's here in Mount Angel, and then also at the guest house here on campus. And so I've been spending a lot of time this semester working at the guest house, welcoming guests, welcoming the different retreats that we have, meeting the different groups that use our facility, and working at the front desk, answering phone calls, and just kind of seeing what it takes to welcome all as Christ, as we say.
Oh, it's a beautiful. And again, has anybody spent time at that new, beautiful guest house? Well, boy, it is most definitely a place where people can come to the hilltop, share in that kind of monastic spirituality that you share, and then also to grow deeper in Christ. Well, a special video is coming out on Sunday. The video is called Life Lived Abundantly, beginning at 4:30. And then it is followed by your ability to watch Vespers after that. We are talking with Brother Charles Borromeo and Brother Thomas Buttrick there at Mount Angel Abbey this morning. Brother Charles and Brother Thomas, I've enjoyed our conversation so much. We definitely want to know a little bit more about this video that's coming out, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
Of course.
Sure.
I am continuing now my conversation with Brother Thomas Buttrick and Brother Charles Gonzalez. They are both monks at Mount Angel Abbey. They're joining me today because a very special video is coming out on Sunday. It's called Life Lived Abundantly, and it's a way to view life through the seven rich ways that Abbot Jeremy calls it about life at Mount Angel Abbey. Brother Charles, Brother Thomas, thank you so much for staying with me today.
Pleasure.
Brother Thomas, I think we look at our own lives, the everyday lives that we have to live, and there are requirements on our lives, and there's decisions that we make, and we get to pick and choose what we are involved with. Some might think that living at Mount Angel for an entire life with your lives set and ordered in such a way, well, it's very limiting. Do you feel like your life is limited by being there at Mount Angel, or is it really abundant?
Yes, both.
Both and, huh?
I'm really happy that it's limited. You know, one of the difficulties that I had in the world before I joined the Abbey there's just too many options. There's too many things to do. And it's a pleasant problem that I live in a free country, that I grew up in relative peace, and that I was able to, you know, make a lot of decisions with my life. But it's hard to know which way to go. In the Abbey, of course, many people have questions too about, you know, what will my future look like, or what do I like doing, or what do I wish for myself in the future? But one of the beautiful things about our life is that it's really not about myself. In fact, getting beyond that is one of the main tasks of the monk. You can get beyond that by listening to your superiors, to the abbot and to your monastic superiors who are trying to form you as a man of God and a man of service to the community. So this question of, well, what should I do at 4 o'clock? You know, that's not really tormenting me anymore. There's a few options, and figuring out which of those options makes the most sense is usually not that difficult. And does that make my life more abundant? Absolutely. I can't really measure this or show it to you, but I believe that the way that we live here does help us grow in our path to God and in our love for one another. So what's more abundant than that? You know, we come here not because we want a given job or something, but because we really want God. And if we stay true to that basis of the vocation, to search for God and to find him, if we're lucky, then there's nothing more abundant than that.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Now, Brother Charles, this beautiful video is coming out on Sunday. Well, if it's any comparison to what we've previously seen about the different videos coming out from Mount Angel, especially with regards to the seminary and dinners, it's sure to be something beautiful. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit about what they're going to see when they tune in Sunday, 4:30.
Yeah, so Sunday, March 20th at 4:30 is when the live stream will start. And what you'll see in there is monks talking about their life. But in a very kind of specific way, you think of monastic living. There's monastic, Christian monastics, there's monastic in Eastern religions as well. But we want to look at really, really particular Benedictine monastic life. And Abbot Jeremy has formulated what he calls these seven rich ways of how we live our life here at Mount Angel Abbey. And so some of those ways are our rich life of prayer, rich life of life together, meaning living in community, rich life of a life centered on the Eucharist, or a rich life of promoting arts and culture. And so there's seven of these ways that is language to really help people on the outside understand what's happening in the inside. Mm. And so our previous videos, one of our titles to that video was Inside the Cloister. And so that really focused on the kind of inner work of monk. It was kind of really in depth of the heart, the true heart of the monk. But this one is really meant for people to understand, what are monks doing all day? Why are they doing it? But then to also hopefully hear something in our upcoming video and say, hey, yeah, I want to live like that too. And hey, I think I can do that as well. That's what we want to show. But there's also going to be, so these will be mainly interviews with monks and how they and their experience of living these rich ways. There's going to be a premiere of a new hymn to Saint Joseph. This is composed by one of our seminarians who's studying here, Fresno Seminarian James Tasey. It's going to be performed by him and other seminarians. And also, there's going to be beautiful scenes of the hilltop and the Benedictine brewery, including spaces in the monastery not open to the public.
Wow.
So It's going to be a video of talking, but also a beautiful video of rich scenes. And maybe that could go to the rich way of our life of caring for land and environment.
Well, it's sure to be a wonderful event. And again, it's going to be so easy for people to join in. It's at 4:30. You can find links on the Mount Angel website, and it's right at the top of their page. I will also be sure to add a link to where you can find it directly. And then, of course, Brother Thomas, it's about 30, 35-minute video, and then people are welcome to stay and tune in to Vespers, prayers that you pray every day. And as I mentioned in our first half hour, Mater Dei Radio now has a link to those daily prayers five times a day there at Mount Angel. Tell or explain to our listeners what those prayers are meant for, well, that you so routinely and religiously pray.
Well, these are the official prayers of the church, the divine office. A lot of people have offices that they work at, and they think, well, I don't like that. That doesn't sound good. But office also means something that you are supposed to do in order to fulfill your responsibilities to God. So this is our office of prayer. We do it in order to be transformed by God day by day, hour by hour. And the different hours of the day have different characters. There's a morning hour that corresponds with the beginning of the day, the sunrise, where we think about Christ's resurrection and our transformed life in Christ. There's an evening hour called Vespers at sunset. And that's when we think about all God did for us on the cross, his gift of his very self for us. This will be Vespers, and it's Vespers during Lent. So we have some special hymns and special antiphons, which are sung prayers that go along with the singing from the Psalms, which is usual for the divine office. So obviously Lent is a little bit more intense a season than otherwise in the year. We'll be singing about, again, our journey with the Lord to Jerusalem, where it gets real. Crucifixion, death, resurrection, new life, all of that is really beyond our understanding. But we pray these prayers in order to lift up our understanding and lift up our souls to God. So the very first thing when you tune in at 4:30 after the video that you will hear is, let my prayer arise as incense before you. And that's what we're doing, is we're offering our prayer as if it's a gift to God.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. A wonderful opportunity to pray with the monks and experience a little bit of life, well, how they live it abundantly. Well, Brother Charles, Brother Thomas, I thank you so very much for your time today, and we are really looking forward to the event on Sunday. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time, Brenda.
Thank you.
And again, that is Brother Charles Borromeo and Brother Thomas Buttrick. They are joining me today as we talk about Life Lived Abundantly, a video available to watch this Sunday beginning at 4:30. I will also be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Mount Angel webpage and the event, so that way it will be easy for you to find. You will find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.